Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I have some guests in the studio this morning from the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life, which is coming up in June. Ellen Rule is here. She's the event chair. Nice to see you, Ellen.
Well, it's nice to be here.
And she's joined by staff partners from the American Cancer Society, Tristan Walsh and Courtney Van Ord. Hi, Tristan and Courtney.
Good morning.
Hello.
And we'll start with Ellen. The Relay for Life, this is its third year coming up this year.
So, yes, it is.
So we are sort of familiar with this event, but maybe you could kind of refresh us about when it's going to happen and what it is exactly.
Okay, it's going to be June 19th. We start at 8 o'clock in the evening, and we go until, that's a Friday, and we go until Saturday at 4 p.m. And what we do is we get people together and we form a team and we do fundraisers and we make sure that we have one team member off of, or one person off of each team member that is on the track at all times. And we do laps. People think a relay as a running thing, but we walk. Mm-hmm. And we just have fun.
All right. So it's all night. It's an all night event. And how many people on a team?
It varies. You can have four people, you can have 12. It's easier to have no more than 12 because it just is easier.
Yeah.
Gordy Clack, who started it, he had said, you know, cancer never sleeps, so we don't. And this is the reason why that we go all night long.
So it's kind of a symbolic gesture.
Yes, it is.
As well.
Yes, it is.
And the people who participate on the teams, it's a fundraiser to fight cancer, and it's also an event to honor cancer survivors and those who have passed. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But there is, if you're on a team, the idea is to raise a little money for the event as well. How does that work?
Well, so now we're going to have the Sitka Sioux Walk will be one of them this year. They do many things. We had a bake sale, and you don't think of a bake sale as making very much money, but from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we sold cupcakes for $1 a piece, and we got $1,046.
Okay.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. But it's the sky's the limit. They can do whatever they would like to run raise funds. But I want to say this. Out of that, we have helped a number of people that we lodge, and I'm going to let Tristan explain that a little bit more, but we lodge them. We have volunteers who take them back and forth to their services. You know, we can't get service here. You can get chemo, but you can't get radiation and what have you. So you're away from your family. And that's where part of the money goes. Part of the money goes, so it stays, some of the money stays right here in Sitka, which is really nice. We always think of when we're involved in something that the money goes off someplace else. And anyway, there's been many recipients of this.
Okay. We're going to come back and talk about the Sitka Sioux Walk a little bit more. I wanted to talk with Tristan and Courtney about the American Cancer Society's involvement in this. I mean, it's kind of cool that you actually send support staff down to help locals like Ellen put this event together.
Yeah, well, it's a really, really fun job to work with because we get to work with volunteers like Ellen across the entire state. And the American Cancer Society is 102 years old. And so we've been funding research and fighting cancer for over a century now. But in 1985, Ellen had mentioned Gordy Clatt. We had a colorectal cancer surgeon in Tacoma who decided he wanted to do a fundraiser for his patients because he saw how much they were suffering. And so he was a marathoner, and he decided he was going to run for them for 24 hours. And so that night he ran 84 miles, which is a lot farther than most of us can get, and then he raised about $27,000. And so since then, Relay for Life became American Cancer Society's biggest fundraiser. And so there's over 5,000 of them all across the country. And so when volunteers come to us, they say, we want to do something. And so in this case, Ellen actually approached our staff partners who were visiting Sitka and said, she was actually wearing a Relay for Life shirt. And she said, I want to do something here. And said, well, do you want to start a relay? She said, yeah, you know what? I really do. And then that's how the relay started here. And so we raise money for patient services and cancer research. Outside the federal government, we fund more cancer researchers than anyone else in the world. That goes towards prevention and education. We've actually funded researchers on that very subject here in Alaska with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Her name's Dr. Melanie Cueva. And then we've also served patients right here in Sitka. Over the past 2 years, we've helped about over 40 patients get access to services. And what Ellen had mentioned is that we help people get to treatment. So we'll have volunteers driving them back and forth from hospitals. And when they are in treatment centers like Juneau or Anchorage or even Seattle, it's nationwide programs, they have the ability to stay at hotels that we arrange for them to stay for free. Because a lot of times your cancer treatment can last up to 6 weeks, and that's an incredible cost. And so our goal is to remove as many barriers to care as we can and to help these patients become survivors.
And it's happening all over the country and all over the state. I guess, Courtney, you're helping folks where?
I'm helping in Ketchikan. I'm actually the newest staff partner, but we have 14 across the state. So Ketchikan, Central Peninsula are my two relay locations. And then we also have Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, which is a 5K breast cancer walk. So on top of those 14 relays. And we have them as far as Nome, Fairbanks, Delta Junction. They're all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
So Ketchikan is we're up and coming this year, kind of a rebuilding year.
Okay.
But that's the farthest south, obviously, that we go.
All right. Know. And I guess as American Cancer Society staff, if this is the biggest fundraiser, you guys have to put a lot of energy into helping folks get these things together.
Well, the cool part is volunteer organizing is always fun because you're working with people like Ellen who just decide that they want to make a difference. And so it's really fun. And you get to go to these places like Sitka, for your work. And so, that's the best job ever.
And the reason that you're here now is, I guess, it just doesn't all happen overnight. It takes a lot of work to kind of pull it all together.
Yep. We have to tell Ellen, to pump the brakes and give herself some me time, because definitely you can end up putting in 40 hours a week, no problem. But for most volunteers, especially if they're fundraising, they'll sign up, right about now. And then by the time the event rolls around, the average team, they actually raise about $1,000.
Okay.
And it's through things like bake sales.
Right. That's and now is the time to start to form your Relay for Life team. Ellen, this is personal for you, right?
Yes, it is. I'm a two-time cancer survivor. I have 22 members of my family that have had cancer, and there's only three of us survivors. So I have a real passion for this.
Right. The Sitka Sioux Walk, I wanted to get back to that before we ran out of time. This is, we talked about this earlier under sort of the fundraising context. The Sitka Sioux Walk is another kind of personal episode that has become sort of merged with the Relay for Life event, right?
Right.
Tell us about Sue.
Okay, Sue Seltzer is a lady that grew up here. I don't know if she was born here, but she grew up here. And she worked at Alaska Airlines, and she used to walk from Sitka over to the airlines over in Mount Edgecombe every day. And so she had gone on vacation, and suddenly she got ill, and they found out she had cancer, and she passed. And so in memory of her, Sherry Buggins has a Sitka Sioux Walk every year. Last year, she approached me and she says, "Can we merge with you? And can this be a Relay for Life walk?" And I said, "By all means." It's a 5K. We start out at the Alaska Airlines and we walk to the fire hall and back to the airlines. And it's just really neat. It really is.
So the Sitka Sioux Walk is April 25th.
Yes, it is.
That's a Saturday?
Yes, it is, at 8:30 in the morning.
8:30.
Yes.
Starts at Alaska Airlines and runs to the fire hall. How do people... This seems like the ideal opportunity to start to sort of form your team for the Relay for Life. How do you connect and register for the Sitka Sioux Walk?
Well, you can...
you can actually, the Sitka Sioux Walk is open to anyone who wants to come. We'll probably have a table there where they can sign up for the relay, and if they want to sign up a team, and that's how we'll turn it into a fundraiser for the relay.
Okay.
And we'll probably also have water bottles and everything else, and just anybody needs for a walk.
Okay, so you can get your friends together or your family and show up for Sitka Sioux Walk
and just show up. Yes.
And also begin to sort of set your sights on the Relay for Life event. But as we were talking about before we went on the air, it's not all about the money. The Relay for Life has, it's an honoring, it's got an honoring component to it.
So one of the reasons it goes 24 hours is that Gordy Klatt wanted to do it for 24 hours because cancer never sleeps. And so when you're a cancer patient, you wake up at all hours of the night worried about something or about the latest medical issue. And So we have a ceremony at the darkest point of every night. We have a ceremony called the Luminaria Ceremony, where we honor those who have passed away from cancer, but also those who are still fighting cancer and those who have survived it. So we have these little bags called Luminarias that we put a candle in, and we go around the track and field or the place where the event's held, and we light each candle. And as we do that, we read the names of each person in whom the candle is in honor of. And so it's a really poignant and really, really impactful ceremony, because you're realizing just how many people here in Sitka know somebody who's been fighting cancer or who's passed away from cancer. And on Lower Molar Field, we surround the entire track on the inside and outside lanes.
Wow.
It's a lot of people.
And Courtney, you'll follow the same sort of model in your
events?
Yes,
we do that with throughout all of our events, whether it's 6-hour model or 24-hour model. The biggest thing we want people to know is you're a survivor as soon as you hear the words, I have cancer, because you've survived a minute or however long with cancer. So if you've heard those words, you are a survivor and you do deserve to be honored in the ceremony. And mm-hmm. caregivers as well come out and support survivors.
Yep. Awesome. So short of actually showing up for the Sitka Sioux Walk and signing up in person there, you can actually go online to register now for the Relay mm-hmm. for Life and start to organize your fundraising for your team and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The web address is relayforlife.org/Sitka. AK.
Mm-hmm.
I will post the link along with this interview at kcaw.org. Ellen?
And you can also get a hold of me at 360-202-7031 right here in Sitka.
Let's say that number one more time.
Okay. 360-202-7031. It's on all the posters around town, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ellen Rule is the event chair and a cancer survivor. She's organizing the Relay for Life event, which will be happening here in Sitka the night of June 19th. It's right around the solstice, but it still does get dark briefly at night. And she's also going to be participating in the Sitka Sioux Walk with Sherry Buggins beginning at Alaska Airlines on April 25th at 8:30. In the morning, these two events pulling on the single oar of fighting cancer and honoring survivors. Tristan Walsh and Courtney Van Ord are staff partners for the American Cancer Society. Thanks very much, everyone, for coming
thank
in
you.
This morning.
Thank you for having us. And I just want to say thank you to all my volunteers.
All right. A shout out to the volunteers who make everything go.
Yeah, that's right.